in the etheric realm of Asgard was a goddess named Idun, the beautiful and youthful goddess, who held a unique place in the rich stories of Norse history. She was the keeper of the golden apples of immortality. She also was a beacon of perpetual renewal amidst the mighty and often tumultuous gods of Asgard, a member of the Aesir, the tribe of gods. Idun was married to Bragi, the god of music and poetry, while her husband painted beautiful sagas. With his words, Idun's magic lay in her garden, where she nurtured the radiant golden apples. These were no ordinary fruit. They had the power to confer eternal youth, ensuring their vitality and endurance across the ages. Her role was pivotal, yet it was through an event of profound chaos that Idun's true importance came to light. It was in a story that brought together the cunning of Loki and the insatiable hunger for power of the giants, that Idun became the central figure. The tale begins with Loki, who became caught in the talons of a giant eagle, who was none other than the giant Thiazi in disguise. The price for Loki's release was a promise to lure Idun and her golden apples out of Asgard. With no other option, Loki agreed. Upon returning to Asgard, Loki, using his silver tongue, convinced Idun to step outside the realm of gods under the pretense of finding fruit that could rival her apples. However, once they were far enough from Asgard, Thiazi swooped down, grabbed Idun, and flew back to his icy realm, Jotunheim, leaving Loki behind. The absence of Idun and her golden apples soon took a toll on the gods, who began to age rapidly. Realizing Loki's hand in her disappearance, they threatened him with severe punishment unless he brought Idun back. Desperately, Loki then borrowed Freya's falcon cloak, transformed into a swift bird, and flew to Jotunheim. Finding Idun alone, Loki transformed her into a nut and quickly took off with her clutched in his talons. Thiazi, realizing Idun was gone, transformed into an eagle and gave chase. The gods, seeing Loki and Thiazi approaching Asgard, lit a wall of fire around the realm. Loki managed to fly over it, but Thiazi, unable to halt his pursuit, was consumed by the flames. With Idun's safe return to Asgard, the gods regained their youth, and life resumed its harmonious rhythm. Through this tale, Idun's indispensable role in maintaining the vitality and longevity of the gods becomes abundantly clear, underlining her quiet but impactful contribution to the Norse gods and goddesses. If you have enjoyed this tale, please give this video a like and subscribe to Mimir's Well. Don't forget to comment below and let him know what tale you would like to hear next time.